today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today is a special. Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 8th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special from IRIB English Radio by recitation of chapter and fall verse 11.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما جعله الله إلا بشرى ولتطمئن به قلوبكم وما النصر إلا من عند الله إن Allah Azizun Hakim.
And Allah made it not but good tidings, and so that your hearts would be assured thereby. And victory is not but from Allah. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
When the Battle of Badr occurred, at first the wells of drinking water were under the control of the enemy and the Muslims were terrified. After that it rained and the land under their feet became firm so that they would not slip, and it used them to be encouraged. During the war, the ability of having a slumber for a striver is a great bounty of Allah. It both removes the occasional fatigue and does not let the enemy have the opportunity of a light attack. By the help of Allah's will, it is also possible for a striver to have a calm, giving sleep while confronting the mass of armed enemies.
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
We are speaking about sleep in the view of Islam. It is not good to sleep excessively beyond what one needs, or to live in such a way that all one cares about is eating and sleeping, or to sleep just out of laziness. Still, a normal amount of sleep can be considered a part of worship, especially in the month of Ramadan, And what is normal or required varies from person to person and at different ages of our lives. Sometimes it is valuable to reduce sleep for the sake of worship. And of course, there is nothing wrong with being awake because one needs to be awake, one wants to be awake, or one simply can't sleep. And of course, it is good to be awake on Laylatul Qadr. But in general, in order to be a healthy, functioning person, it is good to get the amount of sleep that one needs. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. It's indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to brush his teeth at least three times a night. Before going to bed. The next time, when he woke up in order to get prepared for a midnight prayers, and another one when he wanted to get outdoors in order to perform his morning prayer together with his companions. And according to the indications he received from the Archangel Gabriel, he used to keep with himself his toothbrush in order to be able to brush his teeth whenever he found it necessary to do so. At the same time, according to certain hadiths, whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he used to brush his teeth. Perhaps, there was health consideration in doing this, in addition to feeling refreshed, psychologically speaking. Concerning other practices of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because at that time it wasn't like this, that water pipes were available in people's houses. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep a container full of water beside himself. Then, whenever he woke up, he had easy access to water for performing wudu prior to as a prerequisite for performing salat.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. Sleep in a clean area. While many people sleep in a bed, you can sleep anywhere as long as it's clean and comfortable. Before sleeping, it is sunnah and lifestyle of the Holy Prophet to dust your bed lightly to make sure it is clean enough for sleeping in. The Prophet of Islam said, "When one of you goes to bed, let him dust off his bed, for he does not know what came onto it after he left it." It is also encouraged to change the sheets, blankets, and pillowcases at least weekly to ensure you always sleep in a clean bed. Knowing how to nap. Sleeping doesn't always have to be done in the night. Having short naps during the day can help re-energize you and continue the day properly. Naps should be about 15 to 30 minutes long. No matter than that, since napping for too long will leave you feeling groggy when you wake up.
I know I'm waiting. for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Sleeping on the back is unhealthy. It causes congestion of the spine, which sometimes results in night discharges. Sleeping on the face is an unsound practice. Sleeping mostly on the left side is injurious to health because it causes embarrassment of the heart and consequent interference with the blood supply of brain. It also causes distressing dreams, somnambulism, and nightmares. Scientific postures for sleep is lying on the right side. These facts have been established by modern medical research, and they go to long way to prove the divine quality of Islamic teachings, as the Master Prophet Muhammad recommended to his followers to sleep on the right side. The head, moreover, should point to the north, because magnetic currents are constantly passing from north to south, and they are in some mysterious manner connected with our nerves, which the body should not oppose. It is inadvisable to go to sleep soon after the evening meal. The old proverb, after supper, walk a mile, holds good at all times. Islam advises the Muslims to say their Isha or late evening prayer, in particular, in congregation in a mosque. This commandment is good for the soul as well as for the body.
So a question, a very important question. How much sleep do we need? On average, every person, how much sleep do we need? According to the National Sleep Association, school children, they need anywhere from 9 to 11 hours of sleep every night. Teenagers, they need anywhere from 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night. Of course, some of them think they need 15 hours of sleep, but they actually need anywhere from 8 to 10. Adults need anywhere from 7 to 9. Older adults need anywhere from 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And according to scientists, that the most perfect amount of sleep generally is 7 to 8 hours. If you are getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you're healthy, you're living, you're blessed, and you will maintain good health. If you're sleeping more than that, that's too much. If you're sleeping less, that's too little. Similarly, Islam says the same. Islam agrees with scientists. Or scientists agree with Islam, because Islam said this before scientists. Islam also advocates for moderate hours of sleep. Islam says sleep. You need sleep to relax. Sleep is a gift from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Everyone has to sleep. Animals, humans, you need it to relax. You need it for your body. You need it for your memory. You need it for your immune system. However, sleep in moderation. Too little sleep is not enough. There's some people, they think that with 3 hours or 4 hours of sleep, they'll be fine. No. You might be fine for one day, for 2 days, but I assure you on the third day you will crash. And it will affect your health. It will affect your immune system. No, 3 or 4 hours is too little. And 11 and 12 hours is too much. Islam says be moderate when it comes to sleep. In one hadith, من كثر نومه جاء يوم القيامة فقيرا. Who he sleeps too much will come on the day of judgment poor. Poor, because he slept his time. He spent his time in sleeping. He didn't pray, he didn't worship, he didn't recite Quran, he didn't do good deeds. He didn't serve the community, he didn't serve his brothers and sisters. He will come on the day of judgment poor. Poor not of money, but poor of good deeds. You will come poor.
was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.